I would have sold my very soul if I could only have gotten morphine. I lost all decency, I lost everything. All I wanted was morphine. It was terrible. It burned to my very heart. I felt it in every nerve, and I felt as if I were on fire. If only someone would have gotten morphine for me. Just a little bit. A little bit. I felt I couldn't stand it any longer. I wanted just a little bit, only a little. The spirit seemed to live again all the agony she had endured when in earth life. It also seemed evident that, in addition to the visible circle of investigators, she was addressing an audience of earthbound spirits. I died in that terrible condition. My physical body was gone. I had worn it out, just worn it out. Then I was operated on, post-mortem, but I still lived. I wanted to get to my body. They operated on me, and after a while I felt that something was picking me to small pieces. Dissection, I cried and I fought, because I wanted that body so I could satisfy my very soul. I was burning up. They picked at every nerve, they looked at my heart, my shoulder, and down to the leg, pick, 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 all the time. I got so desperate I fought with all my power, and I seared some away from my body. They never touched it again. There were five or six men, with knives, all wanting to do something with my body, pick, pick, pick. But there came another, he looked and looked at me, and picked and picked, and he drove me wild. I thought if I could only get hold of him I would fix him. He paid no attention to me. I tried to scare him, as I had seared the others, but I could not budge him. He would not move one inch from that body of mine. I followed him and thought I would haunt him. But all at once I got well controlled the psychic, and began to fight him with all the strength and power I had for picking me to pieces. To my great surprise, after this gentleman, Dr. W., talked to me, I found I was dead. I did not know I had lost my body, for I had not been dead at all. This gentleman told me that the people working on my body were students and that it was necessary for them to work on a dead body before they were able to pass their examinations. I seared five of them and they never touched me again, but I could not scare this one. To Dr. W., now I come to thank you. You were the one who enlightened me and gave me an understanding of the real life beyond. I found I could not throw my sins on Christ. He was our teacher, but we must live our own lives, as he taught us to live, and not throw our sins and troubles on him. That is a false doctrine. He is the life, the light and the way. He said, I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Many others before him taught the same lesson of life. I found that in the past there had been many teachers like Christ. Confucius was one. He taught the same as did Christ. In the Old Testament we find the same principles as Christ taught. His sayings are the same in the Old as in the New. Let us all do what we can to find God within us. Learn to live according to Christ's teachings. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. I would not have the home in the spirit world that I have if I had not been disturbed and received an understanding of the real life. I was very wicked and you know the desire I had for morphine. That desire was with me even after I left my body. The desire for anything belongs to the soul, not to the body. The body is only a cloak or dress for your soul. All the desires of life, all the faculties that belong to the soul, go with you to the grave, and beyond the grave. What would I have been if I had not been given an understanding of how to overcome my desires? I would have been an earthbound spirit and would have gotten into some sensitive person's magnetism, and made that sensitive morphine fiend so I could have had my desire fulfilled, and the life of the sensitive would have been ruined. I would have lived in the earth sphere for years and years if I had gotten into that condition. I would have ruined one and then another, and so I would have kept on. Find out what belongs to the soul and what belongs to the body. If this were done we would not have so much trouble and crime, nor so much sickness. We would have love, and heaven on earth, because we would have pity for the unfortunate ones who are living just for their own desires. It says in the Bible, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. That means, do not have any desire for anything. If you use too much of anything in this earth life, such as morphine, whiskey or tobacco, then you are a slave and must stop its use. Many people condemn many things, and that thought of condemnation is very hard for a sensitive person. Everything on earth is meant for us to use, but not misuse. Many people condemn liquor, tobacco, morphine, opium, but it is their misuse which should be condemned. They are all necessary things if they are used rightly. Isn't an opiate a good thing if you must undergo an operation? To be operated upon without an opiate would be wrong, the suffering would be too great. Opiates help pain. Many people use these things because they are forbidden. They say, forbidden fruit tastes best. When things are forbidden, everybody wants them, and they ruin themselves using them. I lived in the lower world, the underworld, and I know what I am talking about. I took anything to keep my nerves quiet. Anything used moderately, in a sensible way, is all right. When a man who works very hard, either physically or mentally, sits down to rest, he is nervous and fatigued. Give him a good cigar and let him relax, his nervousness goes, and he becomes stronger. It is a thorough relaxation, he smokes and feels better. With this complete relaxation comes quietude, the man sleeps and is rested for his work the next day. If people would have more love for each other and less condemnation, they would be more like brothers and sisters. That is the life in the higher realms. We cannot reach that stage until we have gotten rid of all desires, all hatred, all selfishness, all envy. We cannot progress until we have thrown away all these things and said, God help me to love my enemies and friends better than myself. Then we will be ready to travel the road. Some people think that after they learn the lesson of truth they will step into the glory of heaven. But heaven is a condition. In conquering my desire for morphine, I had to do so little by little, step by step, until I could say, no more morphine for me. After I had conquered, my friends and relatives met me and said, now you are ready to come with us to the home that has been prepared for you. Before that time I had to live all by myself. I was not in a dark dungeon like some are, but all around me was myself, nothing else. I had to learn and strive to overcome. It says in the big book that Christ went to the lower spheres to give help and teach. We all have to teach and help the fallen ones, and give them strength to overcome their desires. I wish I could take you along with me for a few moments to see the conditions in the lower sphere, what they call the earth sphere. Here is the sphere of whiskey, here the sphere of morphine, here the sphere of the opium fiend, here the sphere of selfishness, and here the sphere of misers. Of all these conditions, that of the miser is the worst. He sacrifices everything for money. He will not eat because he thinks he cannot afford it. He starves his mind because he wants money, money, and what is the result? In the earth sphere he is in the dark, but he sees his money being spent and he is in hell. He suffers terribly. He sees his relatives get his money, it is divided, some going here, some there. If it were all in one place he could count it over and that would be all right, but his relatives all want their share to spend. Now imagine, that money has been his treasure. Each cent that is spent is like cutting a piece from his body, because his whole mind and soul were in that money, and to see it scattered and spent is hell for him. Think what that means to him. He cannot be helped until he feels that he no longer wants his money, then his soul or better nature will open up and he will be helped. He will be under the guidance of a teacher and will be taught that money belongs to the earth life, not to the spirit. He then has to do good. A miser never gets his money in the right way. He may not be a thief, but if he loans money, he charges too high a rate of interest. For every cent he got in the wrong way, he has to do right. He must do some kind act and help poor people in their work. He has to lay down his life and earn everything before he can gain happiness in the spirit world. He has to serve first, and he must help those from whom he took money to get it back. You know, a sin against the Holy Ghost cannot be forgiven. It must be atoned for. That is his life in the spirit world. We have to look at a murderer differently. There are 10 different degrees of murder. There is murder by quick temper, that is not real murder. It is committed under stress of strong quick temper. At heart the man is not a murderer, he simply lost control of his temper. Of course he has to suffer and do good where he did wrong. Temper is a very hard thing to conquer, but it must be conquered, because it kills our better nature and makes us do many wrong and unkind things. Then we have the cunning murderer. He plans and schemes, he wants a man's money. He is nice and sweet, and goes to church. He plans and schemes to get that man's life in some way or another, but he does it slowly. He has evil thoughts. In the spirit world this man has to suffer a great deal, and must atone for his actions from the time he began to plan and scheme to murder. Then there is the psychic sensitive who does not care for anybody. He doesn't belong to one church or another, he takes things easy. What is not done today can be done tomorrow or the next day. He does not use his will. A cunning spirit gets into this man's magnetic aura and controls him. He commits some crime. The man will hang for his deed, but he never did it. He will probably say he does not know that he did anything, or he may say, "I must have been drunk when I did it, for I don't remember anything about it." But it was not liquor that did it. Liquor never does that. When a man is drunk, his mind is in a stupor. It is a spirit that does the work. If that spirit has been wronged in life, all he wants is revenge. The law does not really find out whether the man is guilty or not, he is hung. The majority of murders and hold-ups are committed by spirits. They scheme, and use mortals as tools, until they wake up and realize what wrong they have been doing. Often honesty and modesty have both been killed. When I was a child I was very modest, but when I killed modesty, I was ruined. Then I did not care for anything. Honesty is a virtue we should all cultivate. Judges, lawyers and ministers, in the majority of cases, do not give justice, they look for gain. They kill justice, honesty and truth. Let us do all we can to keep those three to the front. Honesty and truth will convert the world. You cannot convert it by condemnation. People are not taught the truth. Have wisdom and human kindness and you will see better results. Teach wisdom and let more of the Christ spirit be in everyone. Live as he taught, do as he did, then happiness will reign. I am sorry to have taken up so much time, but I did not know I would talk so long. Even now I feel I have more to say, but I must stop. My name, when I lived in Chicago, was Minnie Morgan, but that name does not belong to me and I do not want it anymore. That name has a horror for me. Even when I repeat that name I feel a horror of it. My own name is not to be given tonight. We have to earn our names, and I have no name until I have earned it. After all these 25 years it was in 1897 that I passed out. I have not advanced sufficiently to have even a name. I am happy and I will earn a name, and then I will be called by it. My name was down in the very lowest place. If any one of you should pass out, you would have a name that is honest and good. Your name will follow you and you will want it. I would not cling to mine, for it has such a horror for me. Can you see the difference? When you have done the best you could in earth life you have traveled the right road, and when you pass to the spirit side of life your relatives and friends will meet you. I had no one to meet me. No friends came, I had gone too low. My friend was morphine. Isn't that a terrible condition? You know, when I wanted morphine I did not always get it in the right way. During my earth life I sometimes stole money to get morphine. Now I have to do good, step by step. I have been doing work in the slums, helping those as unfortunate as I had been. I lived with those who craved morphine. Now I can help them to overcome their desire for it. That is my work. It is not pleasant, but I have to do it. Someone has to do it, so why not I? I suffer with them. I can give them sympathy, for I, too, have suffered. Give these unfortunate ones your sympathy and loving thoughts, for it will help them. You have not lived as they have, and you do not know what their condition means. Each one that I help to the right road is heaven to me. Remember, each one is heaven to me. The more I help, the more happiness I find. Someday I shall say goodbye to this condition and progress to the spirit side of life. Do not condemn those who have fallen, remember, they have no will of their own. Send kind thoughts to them, and say a prayer. God help them to have a will of their own to overcome their desire. Send out thoughts to help them overcome, do not send evil, unkind thoughts. The next time I come you will know what my name is, because by the time I shall have earned it. Thank you for helping me to the right road, because I am happy in helping others, but I shall have a hard climb to find bliss. Good night, and I again thank you for having helped me. The day after receiving a request by telephone, from an adjoining city, that we concentrate for a pharmacist who was a drug addict and evidently obsessed, the spirit of a morphine fiend was removed from him and brought to our circle, an entity in torment, convulsed with the drug craving and wildly begging for just one grain. Experience, March 21, 1923. Spirit, Elizabeth Noble. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, don't bother me, I want rest. Doctor, haven't you rested long enough? Do you want to rest forever? SP. I have been running, I have not been resting. Doctor, what have you been running away from? The police. The spirit began to cough severely. Doctor, forget your old condition, that is all past. Tell us who you are and where you came from. SP. I am so sick. Coughing more violently. Doctor, do not bring that condition with you. You lost your body, probably a long time ago. Do you know you are a spirit? What is the matter? SP. I don't know. Another paroxysm of coughing. Doctor, you ought to know. This is not your body, you are not sick now. You are free from your physical body. Think yourself well and you will be well. SP. I am sick, you do not know. Who are you? Doctor, I am a doctor, and if you do as you are told you will become well. This is not your body. You are now an invisible spirit. SP. I am sick. Doctor, you only hold that idea in your mind. This body is not your own. You are not sick. SP. You don't know. Doctor, you are ignorant of your condition and do not realize that you have lost your body. SP. I am sick. Doctor, in your mind only, that is an old habit. SP. I am dying. I want to lie down. Coughing. Doctor, you are only using this body temporarily. Your coughing body is in the grave. You must stop coughing. SP. I have no coughing body. This is my body. I can't help coughing. Doctor, where did you come from? SP. I don't know. Why do you tell me I can't cough? Doctor, there is no need of it. SP. You don't know anything about it. Doctor, the body which you are using now is not sick. SP. I am sick. You give me some medicine, and give it to me quick. Give me some before I get too sick. Doctor, you like to be sick. Don't you want to be well? SP. I am sick and ought to be in bed. Think of a poor, sick woman having to stay here. Coughing. Doctor, think strongly that you are not sick and you will not be. SP. Give me some medicine. I want a little morphine, my heart is bad. Doctor, you have lost your body and are a spirit now. SP. Give me some medicine, then I'll feel better. Give me 15 grains. My cough is so bad. Give me some. Give me some morphine, I said. Just a little. Only a little, then just one grain. Give it to me in the arm. I like it in the arm best. Doctor, you must stop this foolish talk. SP. Shrieking wildly, you must give me something quick. I can't stand it any longer. I said, give me some. One grain, just one grain. I must have it. With face distorted, hands clawing the air fiercely. Doctor, I thought you said you were sick. SP. I am sick. Doctor, from selfishness? Try to understand your condition. SP. You give me some morphine before I die. Doctor, you must be quiet, then we can help you. Where did you come from? SP. Oh, my God. Give me some morphine. I want medicine. Won't you please, please, give me just one grain? Doctor, what is your name?
S.P. Claw-like fingers desperately clutching about, my God, just give me one grain, just one.
Doctor, do you know that you are in California?
S.P.
Number. Doctor, you are in Los Angeles, California. Where do you think you are?
S.P.
I don't care. Just give me one little grain. I must have it.
Doctor, forget that and think of something else.
You have lost your physical body.
S.P. I have such a bad cough, and my heart is bad. I'm dying.
Doctor, how can you die when you have already lost your physical body?
S.P.
If I have another body, I'm just the same as I was before.
Doctor, forget your old habits and you will feel better.
S.P. I want morphine. When you want it badly. Striking right and left, I can't stand it any longer. Give me some.
Doctor, if you listen to us, you can be helped out of your present condition.
Intelligent spirits will also help you. If you do not want to listen, you will have to go. You must overcome old habits, your physical body is gone.
S.P.
Please give me 15 grains.
Doctor, I will give you nothing.
You no longer have a physical body which craves morphine. You now have an opportunity to be helped.
S.P.
Give me some, oh, give me some. If you will only give me some morphine, I'll be all right.
Struggling.
Doctor, if you do not quiet yourself, you will have to go.
S.P.
That is nice.
I am sick.
I only ask you for morphine.
Doctor, you are very selfish.
S.P. I have been running, trying to get some morphine. Why won't you give me some?
Doctor, no more of that.
You have lost your mortal body and are now using my wife's body. You can be helped, if you will listen.
Understand, you are a spirit.
S.P. I have such a bad cough. I need morphine.
Doctor, no doubt you have been in the earth plane in darkness for a long time.
You no longer have your own body.
S.P.
I have my own body.
Doctor, the body you are struggling with is not yours.
Will you try to understand?
S.P.
Yes, but I'm very sick.
Doctor, you are not sick, you are very selfish.
Why don't you pay attention and try to understand that you are a spirit?
S.P.
That's all right, I need morphine just the same.
Doctor, get that idea out of your mind. You only imagine you are sick.
Did you not say you had been running?
S.P.
Yes. I have been to every drugstore in town to get morphine. I get it once in a while, through some sensitive, but it doesn't last long.
Doctor, you get it by obsessing someone, you have no physical body now.
S.P. I have a body.
Doctor, not a physical body, you are using my wife's body.
Intelligent spirits have brought you here to be helped.
S.P.
All the help I want is morphine. When I think I can't get it, it makes me sick.
Doctor, that is only because you hold that thought in your mind.
Tell us where you came from.
I don't know.
Doctor, you don't seem to care.
S.P.
No, I want morphine.
Doctor, do you know what year it is?
S.P. I don't care about that, all I want is morphine.
I have been to every store in town.
Doctor, which town?
S.P.
I don't know, I can't remember, I never stayed in any place long, because I wanted to see the world.
Doctor, what is the last place you remember?
S.P.
I can't remember.
Doctor, what is your name?
S.P.
I haven't heard it for so many years that I don't know what they would call me now.
Doctor, try to recall what year it is.
S.P.
I want morphine so bad that I can't think or talk about anything else.
Doctor, what was your mother's name?
S.P.
My mother's name?
Doctor, was it Mrs. Brown, or Green, or White?
S.P.
No color at all.
If you would give me just one grain, everything would be fine.
If you are a doctor, then give me some.
They always do.
Doctor, you will not get any this time.
S.P.
Then you are not a doctor. Doctor, you are controlling my wife's body, you are a spirit. SP. I don't care anything about that. Doctor, if you cannot be sincere, you will have to go. Overcome your old habits, we can help you. SP. I am a sick woman. Doctor, were you married? SP. Yes. Doctor, what was your husband's name? SP. Frank Noble. Doctor, what did Frank call you? SP. Elizabeth. Doctor, what did your husband do for a living? SP. Anything. Doctor, how old are you? SP. I am 42 years old. Doctor, who is president? SP. I don't know, and I don't care. I never entered politics. My husband was crazy over politics. I was busy keeping my house clean. My husband called me Betty. He used to say, Betty, you are a good girl. Doctor, where is Frank? SP. I haven't seen him for ages. He was a pretty good fellow. Doctor, where is your mother? SP. My mother is dead. Doctor, where did you come from? SP. I came from El Paso, Texas. Doctor, were you born there? SP. Ask my husband. Moaning, I am too sick. Doctor, can't you realize that you have no physical body, but are a spirit? SP. Then I can go to heaven and sing. I used to go to church. Doctor, what church did you go to? SP. The Methodist. Doctor, did your husband go to? SP. Frank was such a good fellow. I have not seen him for a long time. He liked me and I liked him. In a shrill voice, Frank, I want to see you. Frankie, Frankie, will you help me? Are you here, Frankel? Doctor, don't speak that way. SP. Would you give me some morphine? Frankie always gave it to me. Dr. Russell always told me that I should take it for my heart. Affectedly, Frankie. Frankie. Doctor, why do you call Frankie in that way? SP. Oh, I always call him in time for dinner. I always used to call him, he is a lovely little fellow. Doctor, don't be so foolish. Be sincere. SP. Oh, I'm sincere when I call Frankie. I'm thinking of Frankie. I love him. But I love morphine too. Oh, Frankel is standing there. Spirit, when did you come, Frankie? Give me some morphine. Doctor, does he answer you? SP. He says he will not give me anything. Frankie, you used to go to the drugstore for me. Be a good fellow now. Just give me one shot, Frankie, and I won't ask you again. You know I'm awful sick. You love me, don't you, Frankie? Then just give me a little, and we will both be so happy together. The spirit was taken away and her husband controlled the psychic. Spirit, Frank Noble. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. Spirit, I am Frank Noble. I have been trying very hard, for some time, to bring my wife here for help. Doctor, it must have required a good deal of patience on your part. SP. Thank you for bringing her to me. Doctor, we are glad to have been of any help. SP. My wife was very sick. Once the doctor gave her morphine to help her pain, and from that time she had spells so severe that we could do nothing but call the doctor to give her morphine. It was an awful habit to get into. Many, many times she played sick. I know, when she wanted morphine. She had played that game so long that it really was very easy for her to play sick to scare us all, and to ask for morphine. What could a fellow do? After she had it, she would be well sometimes for whole weeks, and sometimes for a month. The spells she had were very bad. Doctor, where did you live? SP. We came from El Paso, Texas. Doctor, do you know when you passed out? SP. No. I can't tell you. It has been very strange for me. I had a hard time. Of course, I was not a rich man. I had to earn my living doing what I could. Doctor, that is no disgrace. SP. I had no education, so had to do whatever I could. Sometimes I worked at mining, other times I worked in the woods, and sometimes I was a carpenter. I did anything to keep my home together. At one time, Elizabeth was a very good girl.